It's time to introduce somebody else who's been a big part of Yarra Valley FM over the last 12 months, and we've heard her on air a number of times when we've been talking to her. She's the current president and will be for the next couple of years of the Healesville U3A. She's also involved with the Healesville Garden and probably other things that I don't even know about. So, first of all, welcome, Ethne. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. I'm well, Alan.
That's great. No, always great to have you on. Ethne, a couple of things I just wanted to talk to you about and give you the opportunity to talk to the people, the audience, just for one more time for this year. First of all, what does Ethne do on Christmas Day? What have you got planned?
I'm part of a big family gathering each year, so we're fortunate in that our family loves Christmas.
Yep.
We all get along. My sister and brother-in-law always host because they've got a fantastic house just for lots of people, and they've got the spa. They've got all the stuff that, you know, makes the
makes
day easy
day.
And fun. It
yep.
makes for a great day.
That's terrific. So do you go for lunch or is it an evening meal or what?
Lunch. So we do like a traditional meal. Yeah. So there will be, you know, the turkey, the ham, all of it, all the salads. There will be a seafood salad to begin with. And my sister made sure that she got the Christmas pudding done in time. So what's great now is that because we've got older kids and grandkids in the family, we've got more people coming through, putting their hand up to specialise in some part of the meal. So somebody's saying, you know, I'll do the ham, and they're now the ham expert each year. And so it's actually really nice to see that the younger generations are really still holding these traditions and they're buying in, like they're really wanting to be part of it and, you know, making something their specialty.
That's terrific. Now, Ethne, it wouldn't be an interview without me talking about the extravaganza, and it was on a couple of months ago. It was basically a full house each time. So how did it all go?
It was an absolute ripper, Alan. It always goes really, really well. This year that was a country western theme, and the context was the making of a movie, a western movie. So it gave the cast, you know, terrific scope to play two sorts of characters, like yep. the actors and the characters they're playing in the film. The songs were fantastic, like great arrangement of songs. And it always looks fantastic. They've really nailed how to make the show look fantastic with very little. So they have beautiful projections in the background, good lighting, but they put the effort into the costumes. So nice. The costumes are always stunning, lots of costume changes, a few props, and with the projections on the background, it always just looks terrific.
No, it was a terrific show. I'm not sure how many of the mistakes were on purpose. They did say that some were on purpose, but I'm not sure whether that was true or not. But it was a great afternoon. I went on in the afternoon. Ethne, we know that you're very involved with U3A. As I said, you're the current president of that. And we've got you coming in late the last Wednesday in January to talk about what's coming up next year. But do you have anything special so far tied up for next year?
Well, yes, we do. So next year is actually our 20th anniversary. So it's a big celebration year for us. So U3A turns 20. I'm not sure which month exactly. It's kind of not going to matter to us because we'll have beautiful events throughout the year. So we'll have, you know, music events, of course. We're trying to organise a big sort of lunch or dinner for members, so something a bit more formal.
Yeah. Yep.
Which will be lovely. But, of course, you know, catering for a large number of people here in Healesville is a, you know, it's a bit of a trick, so we're working on that one. And we'll have lots of events throughout the year. So it means that, you know, people who maybe can't come to a lunch or dinner, they might be able to come to a grand afternoon tea or, you know, one of the celebrations throughout the year. So we're really looking forward to that.
That sounds fantastic. Look, Ethne, we just wanted to get you on to thank you for being part of the show during the year and the people at U3A. We really enjoy our time with you, and to say to you and all the members of the U3A and your Healesville Garden and everything else, we wish you all a Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year, and we hope it's a really good year next year for all your members as well as for U3A and the other organisations you're involved in.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Alan. Thank you for your support. It really is important for us to, you know, be able to let our community know that U3A is such a welcoming space for people, but likewise Healesville Community Garden. And you know, I'm also part of some one-off events through the year, things like pub sing, but all of it's really about just bringing people together to have a good time.
Sounds good to me. All right, Ethno, well, you have a great day tomorrow and right through the, are you going away at all over the Christmas?
No, not going away. My main aim actually is to catch up with folks. So one of the things I'm really looking forward to doing is actually going down the line and spending some time in town, catching up with some shows, catching up with some people, which will be, you know, absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic. All right, Ethno, thank you for your time, and I look forward to talking to you in January.
Thank you so much, Alan. You have a good one too.
Thanks, Ethno. Bye.